Making a difference in our community, this is Karen Britzlaff with Valley Animal Rescue. Karen, thank you for being an outstanding volunteer. How did you get started with Valley Animal Rescue?
It was last summer. I retired from my owning a business, and I thought I'd like to somehow help in a volunteer position, and I decided I would start with fostering cats. Through fostering, I met one of the members of the Valley Animal Rescue, and she asked me if I'd like to be involved more with the organization, and I said, sure, why not? So I ended up taking on the volunteer coordinator position, which I began last November. So I haven't even been in the position a year yet. And what I do is I help recruit new volunteers, but I also complete the application and waiver forms for the applicants and, you know, organize them and reach out through email to the members to let them know what's happening with Valley Animal Rescue. And also when we need volunteers for certain particular tasks or duties, then I send out email requests as well.
So kind of going from herding cats in one sense to another.
Yes, of course.
Well, you've definitely taken on a big role for Valley Animal Rescue. What about the position really spoke to you?
I guess I've always been a cat lover, so I thought this would be a good place to start with volunteering. I don't like to see animals out on the street and abandoned, and I just like to see people, you know, take them into their homes and save as many as we can.
And there's always a need for homes that can take in strays. How are Valley Animal Rescue's efforts going right now?
Currently, I think that we don't have too many dogs at this point of time. It seems to be cats are the bigger issue because it is litter season and mother cats are always having litters. So we've actually had to rescue quite a lot of litters from people that abandon them or they're found on the side of the road or found in a barn somewhere. And we like to get the mother as well so that we can have her spayed and then they don't continue to reproduce.
And I think caring for the mother is something that gets overlooked at times when it comes to animal rescue. A lot of people focus on the kitten but don't understand that the mother is sometimes just barely hanging on.
Yes, exactly. Sometimes the mothers are very skinny and malnourished. One of the fosters I took in had just had a litter and I took her in and she was very small and malnourished. Her fur, her coat was very, you know, rough. And I've now adopted her since and she's very healthy now and filled out in size and her fur is gorgeous because of diet, the diet that she's on now.
And if someone wanted to help out either volunteering through Valley Animal Rescue or maybe even adopting a stray, how can they get in touch?
Mostly through valleyanimalrescue@hotmail.com. And then if it's for volunteering, I'll pick up the email. If it's a request to, you know, foster or adopt an animal, the cat and dog coordinators would pick that up and address those questions. So that's the best way to get in touch with us. We don't have a physical space. It's just a matter of everyone working from their homes and then the animals going directly into foster care. So we don't have an office or a kennel or anything.
Are there any other notes from Valley Animal Rescue that you would like our listener to know?
Well, I think we'd also like just to thank the community of Renfrew for helping us. Whenever we ask for donations, for food, or just advertising for events, the community has been very good to help out. We put posters up in town, so all the storefronts that are willing to put up our events in their windows. We're always looking for people for fostering, for sure, and just general volunteers to help assist those of us that are doing the bulk of the work. So we always like to extend our volunteer base.
Any extra hands help, right?
Yeah, and also technology-wise, because a lot of the members are, you know, seniors, and we're not as, literate with the technology. So sometimes help, we had one woman helping us with publicity, and she did a lot of our social media accounts, which she's currently unable to help us for a time. So we just like to have help with our technology as well.
Well, there you have it. If you're tech savvy and you like helping out a good cause, Valley Animal Rescue has a position for you. We've been speaking with Karen Britzlaff, the volunteer coordinator for Valley Animal Rescue. Karen, thank you so much for your time. And remember, you can listen to all our volunteers online at renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thank you for listening.